The Concerned Young People of South Africa has written an open letter to the government to urge them to take heed of the current state of affairs that South Africans are grappling with. To tell us more, we have the president of the Concerned Young People's Young People of South Africa, Stella Hlongwane, on the line. Good morning to you, Stella, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Good morning, sir.
Just before we get to the contents of this letter that you sent as an organization, please tell us more about the Concerned Young People of South Africa and what you guys stand for.
The Concerned Young People of South Africa is an NPO, the organization which started 2007, and then we were much, we couldn't stand and look at the ills that were like sweeping over our communities. Our young people were becoming prostitutes. They were becoming the victims of human trafficking and drugs and so on. So we couldn't keep quiet anymore. So we urged the government to do something. But, you know, nowadays, to knock at the door, you have to be a somebody. So that's when we started this organization, used the name Concerned Community, because it's self-explanatory that because of what was happening, we couldn't keep quiet anymore. Mm. And we're focusing at rebuilding the moral of the country, you know, to bring back the self-respect, and, you know, that the young people will know that their values in life. You can't just live as you think and as you please and think things will fall in place. Mm. So there was nobody to teach our young people to make awarenesses. So we took it upon ourselves that says we can't look on at things happening like that.
Mm. I'd just like to deal with one issue before we get into the contents once again. With regards to your website, I went and browsed it yesterday and saw that you guys have a section on nationalization and some data regarding that, especially considering that young people have resonated very strongly with an organization like the EFF that actually makes nationalization one of its key points. Could you tell us what is your view and in terms of support of young people, do you think that this is the important education that you need to give over? What is your view on nationalization?
You know, our young people are being told nationalization, the wealth we share equally, and thus, and you know, here at grassroots level, people are very naive. They don't understand. I doubt even the EFF itself, if they understand what do they mean by nationalization, because in the history and the world, nothing has ever worked for the good of the people regarding nationalization. It's always a certain group that benefits in the name of fighting for the people. So our concern is, let the people be educated first. What is nationalization? How is this thing going to be implemented? How is everyone going to benefit from this? Because we don't believe in this. It has never worked anywhere. How will it ever work like this? And even now, it's in the hands of the few. And there's no solid plan whereby this thing will be implemented. Mm,
indeed. Thanks for that, Stella. Now, if we can go to the letter that you sent Parliament, could you give us an outline of it and what the main concerns in your letter are?
We visit schools. We see what's happening to the young people. And in the communities, young people are, like now, we have more than over 2,000 that have walked through our door. They're dropping out at the universities, at schools. It's like they are sheep without shepherd. You know, and they've been trafficked. We've got some who were able to rescue. And then they're planting dahas at homes. It's like there's no law. South Africa is ruled by lawlessness. Maybe up there in Parliament and in the few rich, it's not as with us here on the grassroots. Maybe they don't know the real South Africa. Mm. And the agriculture, the farms have been taken away from people. They've been given to people who say they are the owners or they're supposed to be owners. But they're not using them. They're lying waste. And this is affecting us in two ways. There's no more food, and then we've lost our jobs.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So now, if people can be taught that agriculture is the backbone of the economy of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, our fathers have lost jobs in the mines because they've been taught you must strike, you must strike, you must want more money. But now it's impossible there, the money that they've been told to demand. The mines can meet up worse. So they are forced to retrench them so that half of them can be retrenched and they can take their salaries and increase money for those who are still working. And now we were getting a little bit of food from the so-called little salary that they were getting, but at least life was going on and there was food. But now there is nothing. They're sitting at home. They can farm because they're not skilled. Maybe it's the good thing that the government is trying to empower black people. But now, why just give them farms which they can work? Why not first empower them with skills? Teach them how to work on these farms. Teach them what is economy, what is agriculture, what is the importance of this farm that we're giving you. People don't know. Like you're giving an 8-year-old a machine gun and they go and fight an enemy. They don't know how to work this thing. You know, that's our main concern, that the government must live a reality. They mustn't live fantasy and expect fruit. That's our main concern, which
is a very, very valid concern indeed. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. We thank you very much for your time this morning and wish you the very best with regards to your concerns and your organization.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for giving us time.
No problem. Goodbye.
Bye.